And here on KBRB, as we continue to preview the fall sports season, our final preseason interview belongs to Mr. Jared Hansmeyer, the Ainsworth Cross Country Program, as the Bulldogs get set for Thursday's home opener in the Ainsworth Invitational. How's it going today?
It's going well. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's fun to talk cross country with the Ainsworth program. The success over the years, both sides, individually and collectively, girls coming off a runner-up finish as a team last year at the state meet, three state titles prior to that, a second place finish. So five pretty good run of years of success there.
Yeah, yeah. It's been a good run, and hopefully this is a group that we can claw our way back into contention as the year goes on.
Yeah, you bring back quite a few runners from that squad last year, including your leading runner from a year ago and now a sophomore, Catherine Kerrigan.
Yeah, Catherine was third a year ago at the state meet, had a really nice state meet there, and put together one of her best races there. And, you know, right with her, we hope Emma Kennedy looks very good in practice, a freshman this year coming in. So we lost Sienna and a couple other seniors a year ago, a lot of seniors actually a year ago there. But as far as state medalist goes, Sienna is. So we hope Emma can step in there and do some good things. And then, you know, we got Tessa Barthel back, who was a scoring member a year ago. And then, you know, Preslin Gucci has looked really good as a freshman coming in here. And then a lot of leadership from seniors and Marin Arns, Alyssa Eartham, and Kylie Higby. And, you know, hopefully have a little bit of depth and some battles for those varsity positions as the year goes on.
Well, and it's another case where we're scoring three.
It
meets.
And it stays scoring three for the second straight year, and five run and three score. So still trying to adjust to that. It's still a little bit difficult to know, you know, what does a good team look like and things like that. After so many years of doing the score four, your mind's kind of set around that. But, you know, we just hope to get better and better as the year goes on and see where that takes us as we get to October.
Yeah, well, and then on the boys' side as well, you've got some athletes coming back, including last year's state silver medalist and Ty Schleter. Ty's really built up a pretty nice career since starting as a freshman and now likely going to be one of the favorites in Class D if he stays healthy.
Yep, he'll be the top returning and put in a nice summer, put in a summer that gives himself a chance here. So, you know, we'll see how it goes. As you say, staying healthy is so key in this sport. You know, a kid at 95%, it's 45, 50 seconds. You know, I mean, we can't hardly be at 95%. So we'll see how that unfolds as the year goes on. And, you know, as we look at behind Ty there, we've got a lot, big pack there that I feel like maybe we'll jostle places as the year goes on. But Trey Appelt comes back for his sophomore year. Corbin Swanson is back for his junior year and really looks a lot stronger than a year ago. Ben Flynn is, another senior that's put in the time and looked good early in the year here. Logan Schradel's the freshman that looks to figure into that mix. And Tommy Ortner's got a state meet experience from the last few state meets there. And then another senior in Atlee Titus that's been around the bend for a while here, and then a couple other freshmen in Angel Ajin and Daniel Cole. So hopefully we can get a little bit of depth there, and, you know, competition is always a good thing. And, you know, as kids fight for those varsity positions, it will only just pull our team closer to where we want to be.
Feel good about where kids are coming out of the summer and putting the work in?
Yeah, the summer went fairly well. I think you can always feel like you could have ran a few more miles in a few locations, few kids there. But, you know, good attendance at our summer runs, and that's where it all begins for us is the summertime, and we can build on that as the season unfolds. And
sounds like you had a fun kind of trip up into the Black Hills to do some summer runs.
Yep, our team camp was always good, and I always come away with that, and the team really bonded well there, and that's really the kind of the building block for what we do throughout this season.
Well, let's talk about some of the teams you'll be seeing as the season wears on. You know, Southwest Conference always fields a strong group of teams, and then you have some teams that you'll see in districts as well. So talk about some of the others. Let's start with conference and then districts about where you see things kind of shaking out.
On the boys' side, we're probably looking at Broken Bow, defending champion. They returned quite a bit there. Minden has been strong and looks like they've got a lot back. On the girls' side, there's a lot of good, strong teams. The girls' side has really come up in the last couple of years. McCook won a year ago, and it'll be on their home course this year. So we kind of assume they'll be kind of the team to beat. Minden's been strong. Gothenburg's had a good group of young runners coming. So, again, you can look at that. It's always a conference meet where if you're a little off on a day, you can easily go from, you know, that top few positions to five or six type deal. So,
well, taking on the hills at Heritage Hills, yes, there is going to certainly prepare you for Kearney Country Club.
It'll be something different as Southwest Conference as a whole. As we race conference meets, it's always very flat, but McCook, and I haven't seen it completely, but I've heard reports that it is kind of a brutal finish, last 600 or so uphill into the finish line. So yeah, we'll be try to get ourselves ready for that. Long Pine Hills are always great for toughening the kids up and making anything not seem too bad.
Yeah. But district-wise, North Central's bringing back a good group on the girls' side. What else are you seeing around on the districts?
You know, they haven't announced districts. We assume, obviously, there's going to be some of that geographic side of things. On the girls' side, definitely North Central girls. I think the last thing I saw in a preseason ranking, they had them ranked number one in the state. So, you know, beyond that, Wes Holt always puts together good programs, good teams on both sides. And, you know, it's early enough that I haven't seen enough to really know yet. But, you know, hopefully in the next week or so, we'll get some indication of, you know, who's in our district and where that might be.
Yeah, well, you get the season off to a start here on Thursday at the Ainsworth Invitational. Races start at 4. Invite everybody out to see the Bulldogs at home.
All right. Thank you again.
Jared Hansmeyer, coach of the Ainsworth Bulldogs, joining us here as we continue to preview the fall sports season. And this will wrap up our season previews with all of our area coaches.